Imagine, after death, watching the events of those around you occur without your interference or input, and without those who knew you aware of your presence. This is the purgatory that befalls both Rosencrantz and Guildenstern in Tom Stoppard's aptly named Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, an interpretive retelling of Shakespeare's Hamlet, first performed in 1966 and still playing to this day, including one such run taking place at the Henry Lawson Theatre from the 23rd of May to the 1st of June. Joining us now to discuss further, the director of this play, Shireen Mitchell. Hey, Shireen, how are you going?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very well, thank you very much. Thanks for getting up early for a chat. Now, I understand this is your first time directing as part of community theatre. I have to know, what made you take the leap?
Oh, I got involved with a production that a friend of mine was doing of the Comedy of Errors. Shakespeare's Comedy of Errors a couple of years ago. I was supposed to stage manage and they ran out of actors. So suddenly I'm donning a costume and a turban and I'm up on stage, and it was just so much fun. And I've loved theatre my whole life, and I've done a lot. I'm a teacher and I've done a lot of stuff with schools, and I've directed for school productions.
Yeah.
And so I was also studying at the time to retrain to be a drama teacher. And so I'd been doing directing and stuff there, and I thought, why am I want to be on the other side. I want to tell people what to do and how to stand, and I want to interpret things like a teacher does. And, so I just started pitching to different community theatre groups, and Henry Lawson took me up on it and said, we're going to give you a go, and that's how it happened.
Awesome. Was there anything particular about Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead that first drew you?
Well, I love Shakespeare. I love Shakespeare's works. I think they're poignant and funny. But a lot of community theatres tend to shy away from Shakespeare and leave it to the big boys like Bell or Sport for Jove or Come Ye Spirits. And so sort of doing the sidestep and going, well, you know, I pitched a lot of the popular Mechanicals, and I'm still going to keep pitching that because I love that play. And so they said, oh, well, would you be willing to do Stoppard? And I'm like, oh, yes, let's have my first go at a Tom Stoppard play. Let's do Absurdist Theatre in Werrington. Let's do that.
That sounds awesome. This is great. Now, I'm assuming sort of, is it a difficult experience trying to prepare for this? What sort of particular challenges did you face?
I mean, community theatre budget is a big thing.
Oh, yes.
You know, you're sort of going, well, I want to have these costumes. Oh, that costume, all of those costumes is going to be my entire budget. Right. Okay, well, I need some sets and I need some props. And so just sort of trying to reach that, and also finding, making sure you've got the right cast and the right people, because you're not drawing from a huge pool. And I'm so lucky. I've got this amazing cast. My two leads, Gina and Taya, are just outstanding. They've been doing such a good job. They're funny. They're, you know, connected. They've got this great chemistry. I love watching them every time we've rehearsed. I love watching them and just seeing the nuances of what they're bringing to it. And so, just making it work. And obviously, none of us are doing this professionally, so getting the time to get it done and done well, that can be a bit of a challenge when people are like, oh, I've got to finish work at this time. I'll be there as soon as I can. And, a lot of us, I've got two young daughters, and so trying to juggle that and go, okay, Mum, the kids are with you again.
Now, Hamlet, of course, is the famous line, to be or not to be, that is the question. Is there any particular line in Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead that sticks with you?
Oh, there's a few. I mean, I love the line, England, that's a conspiracy of cartographers, because England obviously doesn't exist. To be or not to be does make a little bit of a cameo.
Gets
I do
a run.
Make sure yeah. I do put that in there in the play. You got to spot that. I love that. I also love the whole idea that we're actors. We're not like ordinary people.
No.
It's so beautifully written, and there's so many zingers in it that are just very, very funny. That we try to make sure that those really pop out of the play.
This is wonderful stuff, Shireen. How important is community theatre, do you feel?
Oh, I think it's so important, especially in Western Sydney. We don't have the theatres in Western Sydney You know, we've got the Joan and we've got Parramatta Riverside.
Yeah.
But apart from that, you've got Glenbrook Players. They've got their theatre up there at Glenbrook Cinema. But other than that, that's community theatre. If you want to go and see something locally, it's community theatre. And so that's the way of not only bringing theatre to people, but bringing people to theatre and getting people, locals involved, who may have been interested, may have loved seeing plays, but were never going to pursue it professionally, but just really want to get involved. I don't want to say dragging, but that's not the right word, dragging my kids to a lot of productions locally, because I just see there's so much value in saying, look how this can enrich your life. Look how you can tell these stories differently. And look how we've seen this same show and we saw it in the city, but now we're going to go see a local production and see how they've interpreted it. And there's so much talent out here as well. You know, it just can't be underscored as how vital it is to the theatre life in Sydney.
Shireen Mitchell, things might be rotten in the state of Denmark, but they're going pretty all right there in Warrington County at the Henry Lawson Theatre, where Rosencrantz and Guildenstern will be on from the 23rd to the 31st of May. Director Shireen B. Mitchell, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.